The 91st annual Mountain Marathon race is over. 27-year-old David Norris of Anchorage won the men's race for the second time, finishing after 42 minutes and 13 seconds. Jessica Yeaton, also of Anchorage, won the women's race with a time of 51 minutes and 30 seconds. The course has been touted as one of the most difficult races in the world, but it's not just for adults in their prime. Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry found out how some of the junior racers fared.
It's the night before the race, and families fill the cafeteria of Seward High School for a pasta dinner. The fundraiser is a good chance for runners to fill up on carbs before they burn them all off going up the mountain. Soon-to-be 12-year-old Tali Novakovic steps away from the food and into the evening heat.
So what's that bag?
It's a Mount Marathon race bag. So, yeah, it has my bib in it and stuff for the race.
Novakovic pulls out the number 26. Race day is her birthday, and it'll be her sixth time competing. The first time, she was just 7, the cutoff age.
It was cool because when I was racing on the podium, someone said that I was the youngest person to ever do it. So.
Novakovic is mostly worried about tomorrow's heat.
So there's, like, trees at the beginning of it and, like, halfway through, and then after that, it's like all out of the trees, and so it's going to be really hot.
The bottom half, it feels sort of like a steam room or a jungle because you're covered in trees.
That's Novakovic's mom, Tiffany Bird. She and her husband both run Mount Marathon, and 3 of their 4 kids do the junior race every year. Even though those younger than 18 turn around at the halfway point, a lot of the dangerous stuff is at the beginning when the kids scramble up a cliff.
Other kids can kick rocks loose. And so one year she said a big rock flew right past her shoulder, and things like that are always on my mind. So they race first in the morning, and I'm always really glad when they're done.
It one time hit me in the shoulder, but I was 8, and so I cried and then like took a break for a second, and then I just kept going. But yeah, it was not that bad.
Bird says she and her husband always take the kids up the mountain several times ahead of the race each year, but it's still nerve-wracking. The course can be different from year to year depending on weather. At 8 in the morning, it's already around 64 degrees when I start trekking up the mountain. I'm taking an old Jeep road to avoid the cliffs, and I'm still exhausted. It's hard to believe a 7-year-old can make it up without whining to their parents.
So, we're taking the easy way up, and I'm already out of breath.
At 9 a.m., the young runners lined up at the finish line, looking like ants down below. And then it starts. It takes the first runners less than half the time it took me to get to the turnaround point. They round a bend out of the woods, run around the post.
121! 242!
Kids gasp for air and gulp water. Novakovic shows up in the middle of the pack. She stops for a short breath, then joins the others, who are stumbling back down a long slope of scree. Clouds of dust and rocks kick up behind them. She says she always looks forward to finishing.
You feel really good inside. Well, you kind of feel like you're going to throw up, but but you feel good inside because you did the whole entire race, and yeah.
The boys' winner, Michael Connolly, finished in just under 27 minutes this year. Kendall Kramer won the girls' race with a time of 34.05. Novakovic cut 5 minutes off her best time. She looks forward to running the senior race someday, but for now, it's time to celebrate her birthday. In Seward, I'm Erin McKinstry.